Hare Krishna. Many, many thanks to His Grace Dinobandhu Prabhu. Just nectar was flowing from His mouth. And He has special blessings from Radharani. And after He spoke something and someone speaks something, that is very... no one can enjoy it. Eh? Okay. So what? One time, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, He visited Radhakund, He came to Radhakund. And some people, they told, "Oh Maharaj, you have a disciple here. And he is chanting day and night." What is chanting? Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radha name is not coming, not stopping even a moment from his mouth, from his lips. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur just look at to that those who are praising his disciple. Told, "Why is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe? I did not tell him to chant Radhe, Radhe. I told him to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Then he told, "Okay, if someone chants always Radhe, Radhe, then who come to see that fellow? Krishna come to see the fellow. Who is taking the name of my beloved Radha? Then if someone chants Krishna, Krishna, Shyama Sundar, then who come to see that fellow? Radhika. Then if someone chant both Hare Krishna means Radha Krishna, then who will come to see him? Both. So what we have to chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he may chant in beginning one song that is glorifying both Radha and Krishna.
Radha Krishna Prana Mora Jugala Kishora, Radha Krishna Radha Krishna Prana Mora Jugala Kishora, Radha Krishna. Jivane marane gati ar nahi mora, Jivane marane gati Radha Krishna Prana Mora Jugala Kishora, Radha Krishna Prana Jivane Marane Gati Aar Nahi Mora, Kalindira Kule Keli Kadambera Vana, ಕಾಳಿಂದೀರ ಕೂಳೆ ರತನ ವೇದಿರ ಉಪರ ಬಸಬದು ಜನ ರತನ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೌರಿ ಅಂಗೆ ದೀಪ ಚುವಾ ಚಂದನೇರ ಗಂಧ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೌರಿ ಚಾಮರ ಡುಲಾಬ ಕವೆ ಹೇರಿ ಮುಖ ಚಂದ್ರ ಚಾಮರ ಡುಲಾಬ ಕವೆ ಗಾಂಧಿಯಾ ಮಾಲತೀರ್ ಮಾಲಾ ದಿವ ದುಹಾರ ಗಲೆ ಗಾಂಧಿಯಾ ಮಾಲತೀರ್ ಅಧರೆ ತುಲಿಯಾ ದಿವ ಕರ್ಪೂರ ತಾಂಬೂಲೆ ಅಧರೆ ತು ಲಲಿತಾ ವಿಶಾಖಾದಿ ಜತ ಸಖಿ ಬೃಂದ ಲಲಿತಾ ಬಿ ಆಜ್ಞಾಯ ಕರಿಬ ಸೇವಾ ಚರಣಾರ ಬಿಂದ ಆಜ್ಞಾಯ ಕರಿಬ ಸೇವಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ವಿಶಾಖಾದಿ ಜತ ಸಖಿ ಬೃಂದ ಲಲಿತಾ ವಿಶಾಖಾ ಆಜ್ಞಾಯ ಕರಿಬ ಸೇವಾ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಆಜ್ಞಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭುರ್ ದಾಸರನು ದಾಸ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ದಾಸರನು ದಾಸ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ಸೇವಾ ಅಧಿಕಾ ಮಗೆ ನರತಮ ದಾಸ ಸೇವಾ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ್ಟರೆ ಸೇವಾ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ ಕರೆ ನರತಮ ದಾಸ ಸೇವಾ ಅಭಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara Radha Shyama Sundara Radhe, Jaya Radha Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraj Kacharya Ashtotara Satasya Simat. His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srisi Gaur Nitai ki jai. Srisi Krishna Balaram ki jai. Srisi Radha Shyama Sundara Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. Samaveta Vaishnava Bhaktavinda ki jai. All glories to Assembly of Devotees. All glories to Assembly of Devotees. All glories to Assembly of Devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati so padantikam vande aham shri guru shri juta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mahabhava Sarupatvam Krishna Priya Variyasi Krishna Prema Bhakti Prade Devi Radhiketvam Namamiham Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तवैवास्मि 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 न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय श्री राधे नय मां चरणांतिकम्। श्री श्री राधाष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय। जय जय श्री राधे। श्याम श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय। ललिता विशाखा की जय। टुडे इज ऑल्सो अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ विशाखा देवी सेम टाइम। रूप गोस्वामी से सम गुण चाराव्रता दे सेम टाइम दे अपीयर इन सेम टाइम एंड ऑल्सो द क्वालिटी ऑफ विशाखा एंड देर मेनी सिमिलैरिटी इन हर अपीयरेंस इन एनी हाउ। So just like, okay, I read the translation to this song. The divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, are my life and soul. In life or death, I have no other refuge but them. In a forest of small kadamba trees, on the bank of the Jamuna, I will sit the divine couple on a throne made of brilliant jewels. I will anoint their dark and fair forms with sandalwood paste scented with chua, and I will fan them with a chamar whisk. Oh, when will I behold their moon-like faces? After striving together garlands and malati flowers, I will place them around their necks, and I will offer tambula scented with camphor to their lotus mouths. With the permission of all the sakhis, headed by Lalita and Visakha, I will serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Narottama Das, the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, longs for this service to the divine couple. So, as His Grace Dinabandhu Prabhu already described, who is the topmost devotee of Radharani? Sitting here, Srila Prabhupada. Because his father, Gaur Mahan, they always praying to Krishna and is begging to all sadhus. Every day he was inviting so many sadhus to his home for prasadam. And after prasad, he will ask, Abhay, pay obeisances to everyone. Then he will ask the sadhus, please bless my son. He may become a devotee of Radharani, and he may preach the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. The both desires are fulfilled. Whose desire? Gaur Mohan De. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is the greatest devotee of Radharani. She spread the Radharani's glories, Radha Shyamasundar glories all over the world. So without His mercy, without permission from Him, there is no question of speaking anything about Radharani. So, you have already heard about Tattva and also appearance. Who is Radharani? Govinda Mohini Radha. Now, Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva Sarvakanta Shiromani. Govinda Anandini. She is the pleasure potency of Govinda, and she is only capable to give pleasure to Krishna. There are so many people trying to give pleasure to Krishna, but only Radharani can please Krishna. Govinda Anandini, she is qualified, she is on that platform to give all pleasures to Krishna. If no Radharani in the rasa, there may be millions, trillions of gopis, but if Radharani is not present there, what happened? There will be rasa dance pastime. Krishna will simply search, where is Radha? He will leave all gopis and search. Without Radha, no one can please Krishna. Govinda Anandini. Govinda Anandini Radha. Why this is known as Radha? is in Adi Purana, it is described that she is also Raseswari. She appeared actually in Goloka Vrindavan. Radharani just they appeared from the body of Krishna, where Krishna was sitting and in his jeweled throne alone, but suddenly desire come within to enjoy, to dance, to chant like this. So immediately from his left side, who appeared? Radharani appeared. Radharani appeared because she appeared from the Rasa Mandal. So Ra, first word, Ra means Rasa Mandal. Then immediately she understood the, what is the mind of Krishna. So immediately ran toward the so many flower trees and she started picking so many flowers and make a nice garland, and he garlanded to Krishna. So because after many just appeared, he started running to collect flowers. So Dhabamana. So Radha. So he is known as Radha. And another is also this verse written, but this no time to explain this verse. So just it is written there. Anaya Aradhita. She is the best among all the worshipper of Krishna. So that's why Aradhita, she is the only qualified personality to please Krishna. So that's why Radha, she is known as Radha, and she is the Alladini potency. Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini. Not only Anandini, she is Madana Mohana Mohini, just like Devananda Prabhu has explained very nicely. Madana Mohana Mohini. Cupid is enchanted by seeing Krishna, but Krishna himself enchanted seeing Radharani. She could not remember anything. This even his flute fell down, and even his peacock feather fell down. He just seeing Radha, Krishna forget everything. So that's why Govinda Mohini, Govinda Anandini, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva. She is everything for Krishna. She is in Madhurya Rasa and is personified love of Krishna. She is Alladini Shakti. So Govinda Sarvasva is everything for Krishna. Just like in other rasas, we have different rasas in devotees in different rasas to please Krishna. Santa, Dasya, Vatsalya, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. But Radharani served Krishna not only in Madhurya, she is also serving in Vatsalya. She is also cooking for Krishna. Krishna eats only cooking of Radharani. She likes cooking of Radharani. And so not only in Vatsalya, she is also cooking for Krishna, and also but take very nicely, affectionate, taking care of Krishna. And she also Sakhi, in Sakhya Bhav mood, and she is also serving in Dasya mood, as a maid servant. She is like this in every rasa, she is serving. That's a Govinda Sarvasva, is everything for Krishna. Sarvakanta Siromani, all there are so many millions of gopis and so many, but she is a Siromani. She is the topmost, the jewel among all other Kantas, all other Lakshmi is Lakshmi. What to speak about Lakshmi? Only among the all gopis, she is the topmost. There are millions, trillions of gopis, and still there are main two wings, Dakshina and Bama, left wing and right wing gopis. Radharani in which wing? Left wing gopi. And right wing gopi, who is the leader? Chandravali, Chandrabhanu's daughter. And Radharani is Brusabhanu's daughter. But even between two, just like Dinamanda Prabhu quoted the nice verse, this in Ujjwala Lilamani, also in Gaura Ganadasa Deepika, Radha Krishna Ganadasa Deepika. तयर उभयर मध्ये राधिका सर्वथा अधिका, सर्वथा अधिका महाभाव स्वरूपेयं रूपे गुणे बरियसी। इवन देयर मिलियंस ट्रिलियंस ऑफ गोपीज, देयर चंद्रा ने टू आर इंपोर्टेंट लेफ्ट विंग लीडर इज राधारानी एंड राइट विंग लीडर इज चंद्रावली, बट स्टील इन कंपैरिजन बिटवीन टू हु इज मोर डियर टू कृष्णा, राधा महाभाव स्वरूप स्वरूपिणी राधा ठाकुरानी। सो स्वरूपेण रूप गुणे बरियसी इन हर ब्यूटी एंड ऑल्सो इन हर क्वालिटी, देर नो कंपेरिजन विद राधा। सो इन दिस वे वी हैव ऑलरेडी हार्ड अबाउट हर अपियरेंस, देर मेनी स्टोरीज अबाउट अपियरेंस दैट व्हाट दीनबंधु प्रभु हैज टोल्ड दैट इज मोस्टली बिलीव्ड इन ब्रज, ब्रजवासीज दे बिलीव ऑन दैट स्टोरी, दे एवरी वन दैट वृषभानु जस्ट took Radharani directly from the hand of Brahma when he was taking bath in Jamuna, and she was just gorgeous, very shining lotus flower having thousand petals, and in the middle there is small baby girl. So but there is some story, one story also told by Rupa Goswami in Lalita Madhava, and beginning of Lalita Madhava, because we are Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupa Goswami also Rupa Manjari herself. So he told a story in the starting of his drama Lalita Madhava. The talk between Purnamasi and Gargi, the daughter of Gargamuni. So Purnamasi was telling, Radha is the daughter of, I'm going very brief because it's very long. Radharani is daughter of, actually she is Gandharvike, and she is Radharani is daughter of Vindhyachal mountain. Gargi told, how it is possible? I heard from my father Gargamuni that Radharani is daughter of, everyone knows in Braja, she is daughter of Vrushabhanu and Kirtida. How are you telling that she is daughter of Vindhyachal? Purnamasi told, hey, patience. You just heard from me. I am not speaking lie. What is you? Because there are two, among the all mountains, even Krishna told in Gita, Sthavaranang Himalaya. Himalaya is the greatest of all mountains. So he is known as the king of mountains. And she was, Himalaya was very proud. Why? He has one daughter. What is her name? Parvati. And who is the husband of Parvati? Lord Shiva. Being such a daughter as a Parvati and a husband like Lord Shiva, he was very proud. So there is also some competition between mountains. So Vindhyachal was very morose. She thought, I must have one daughter, and then I get married that daughter to someone who can even conquer whom? Lord Shiva. So in that mood, so Vindhyachal mountain started doing a great austerity tapasya. After many thousand years, and finally Brahma appeared to him. Just came riding on his swan carrier and just appeared. Then he pacified him, told, why you are performing so great austerity? What is your desire? Please, I am ready to give you any boon. So immediately Vindhyachal told, I need a son-in-law who can even defeat Mahadev. So Brahma told, Tathastu, he was not thinking all detail. Then after giving his boon, he started thinking, who can defeat Mahadev? Only Krishna can defeat Mahadev, there is no other person. So then, how can Krishna appear? If Krishna appeared, then his consort also appeared, Radha will appear. So he thought, unless Radharani become the daughter of Vindhyachal Parvat, then this desire of this Vindhyachal mountain cannot fulfill. And from long, long time, Brahma also was also desiring to get the dust from the lotus feet of Radharani. So he told, okay, I must pray to Radha Krishna. Now I must please them. At least I please Radharani, then she may agree to appear in this mortal world. So finally, Brahma again started his tapasya. After giving boon to Vindhyachal, then he started meditating on Radha Krishna. Then finally, they appeared and they gave boon. Okay. Then he told, okay, you go and stay there. Yes, mountain in Barsana. That's why Barsana mountain is, who is Barsana mountain? Three mountain is famous in Brajamandal. Barsana, Nandagram and Govardhan. Barsana is Brahma himself. And Nandagram is Nandiswar, Lord Shiva. And Govardhan is Vishnu or Krishna himself. So in this way, Brahma appeared as Barsana mountain. Then Purnamasi started explaining. Actually, Radharani is daughter of Kirtida. She appeared first in womb of Kirtida. But by the arrangement, divine arrangement of Krishna, just like Balaram was transferred from the womb of Rohini, Devaki to Rohini. Similarly, this by Jogamaya transferred the daughter from womb of Kirtida to womb of wife of Vindhyachala mountain. So she was there. But in the meantime, when Krishna appeared and Krishna killed Krishna killed whom? Kamsa. Krishna was killing child one after another, all the child of Vasudeva and Devaki, and finally the Jogamaya Devi, the daughter of Jasoda, was carried to Kamsa's jail by Vasudeva, and finally their daughter came in hand of Kamsa, and when Kamsa was about to throw her on the stone, she just slipped from his hand and she started laughing. Told, you want to kill me? Kamsa! Kamsa was a great devotee of Prabhupada, wrote in Krishna, he is a devotee of Durga. He was seeing Durga, he was about to, who? She became fearful. Then Durga Devi told her many things. Then he told that someone killed you, he already born somewhere. Then he told another thing. There is 8 Mahasaktis, very beautiful girls also already appeared. They are even more beautiful and more qualitatively great or greater than me. If someone who has the quality to get married with these girls, specifically to 2 girls, Chandravali and Radha, then he can even conquer Krishna. He can be immortal. So hearing this Kamsa, when Putana engaged Putana in killing the child, he told, oh, you kill only male child. All male child and all the female child, bring to me. Bring me all the female child to me. So Putana was flying in the sky, then he suddenly come to that area of Vindhyachal mountain. He saw that there is this, these baby girls born, they are Chandravali and Radha, and the priest was there, there some jagya, fire sacrifice was going on, as for the giving some names and some purification of this child. Then Putana immediately suddenly come down from the sky and just grab these two beautiful baby girls, just then come up. Actually she grabbed all girls there, then come up. Then in the meantime, Vindhyachal told his priest, please chant some mantras to kill this demoness, this. Then if you chant this mantra, then she may become weak, and maybe then he'll fall down, and we can recover our children. So when the Brahmana priest of Vindhyachal started chanting many mantras to kill demons by power of Brahmanic power, so Putana became very weak. She was just flying in the sky, just suddenly with the power of this mantra's vibration, then suddenly she started getting weaker and weaker, and one child just fell down near Kundinapur. So that child, who found her? Bhismaka. Then he became daughter of Bhismaka. And then Purnamasi told by my order, by Jogamaya's order, there is one devotee of Ramchandra, who Jambavan, who was staying both Vindhyachala hill, also in Govardhan hill. So he brought that child from, again, bring that child from Vindhyachal to Brajamandal, to Govardhan. So, in this way, then another, some children, she was carrying and come over this Brajamandal, then one after another they fell down from her hand. Vishakha also fell down somewhere in Jamuna, and Ponvasi told, I carried that girl and gave to Jatila's sister or someone to take care of that girl. And similarly, I found this Radharani from Jamuna water, and according to arrangement, she just fell down on Jamuna water with a lotus, in the middle of a lotus flower. And I took that girl from Jamuna water and I gave to Mukhara, the mother-in-law of Vrishabhanu. I told, this girl is actually the daughter of your daughter, Kirtida. So in this way, Radharani came as the daughter of Kirtida and Vrishabhanu. This is very brief, I told, because it is very detailed, was described in Lalita Madhava by Rupa Goswami. Maybe this is in this kalpa or in other kalpa, but because Rupa Goswami is describing, this is not false, this is not wrong. Because when Goswami is there writing something, Rupa Goswami writing Gopala Champu, he is telling, whatever I am seeing, I am writing, not speculating. Directly they are seeing everything. These pastimes are just manifested in front of them. Then they are writing. So this is one story. And there is many other stories. I don't want to go other stories, because time is almost going to over. 10:15 is Abhishek. So Dinabandhu Prabhu just told the pastimes up to how Radharani's eyes were open. When their festival, Nanda and Yashoda appeared there to see their baby girl. And it is told that actually, just when Vrishabhanu and Nanda Maharaj, they are gossiping together, and generally women talk so much. Kirtida and Yashoda, they started talking so much, then Krishna was just somehow other slipped from her. Then she just crawling and went to Radharani's, where is in her bed. Then Krishna was trying to sing Radharani, then what happened already, Dinabandhu Prabhu explained. There is another, some people they believe, specifically in Odisha and Bengal, they believe that actually Yashoda seeing the new born girl Radha, she put down Krishna down, and he took the baby girl Radha in her lap. Seeing that, Krishna started crying. She started to also climbing to her lap. So in his left side, Yashoda was carrying Radha. Then again he took Krishna in her right side. And when they come face to face, what is the general nature of the boys and girls? These babies, they see, they want to put finger to each other. So Krishna started touching Radha, and Radha started. So immediately Radharani understood that he is my Pranath, my beloved Krishna is here. So in this way, in both of them being in lap of Radharani, then Radharani opened her eyes, seeing Krishna just front, started smiling. Both her then started smiling, touching each other. So then after that, what happened? Something to eat, children, the Annaprasanna ceremony. So then they invited Jasoda, Vrishabhanu invited Nanda, Jasoda, and then Krishna also came with them. And there's very big, nice feast. Everyone is, they have said they are separate plates, and Krishna has also one plate for him, little plate. And the Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, they're trying their best to feed whom? Radharani, putting so many poor grains or food. She is not just closing her eye, mouth, not opening. So they, suddenly she started crawling towards Krishna's plate. Seeing that Krishna is eating, just grab one muscle, just something, and started eating herself. Because she wanted to eat only Mahaprasad, only Krishna Prasad. Then we have already heard about Narada Muni already appeared and how he came. I don't understand how to speak now. Okay. So then, in this way, their childhood pastime, Annaprasanna, then after that, something can just remember me, a little guide me. Then on the proof, then what happened? Okay. So then, in this way, their close relation started between two families. Who? Vrishabhanu and Kirtidas family, and also Nanda and Jasoda. They gradually become very close. Then one day, Durvasa Muni appeared after Ekadasi fasting, to break his Ekadasi fasting, Dwadasi day morning. Durvasa also heard there is about wonderful girl there in a Vrishabhanu, daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. That time Radharani became little bigger, just like 3-4-5 years, 3-4 years. She was playing with many other her sakhis. Lalita's village was just little distance, Nuchaga, and many other sakhis there playing together. So seeing Durvasa Muni coming, everyone just started running, all running, all the baby girls there, everyone ran, seeing big bird, and everyone, they frightened, they all ran away. But Radharani did not fear. She was just sitting, calm and quiet. Durvasa came to very near to Radha, and then Radharani started paying her obeisances to Muni. Then Durvasa started looking to Radharani. Then he thought, I have seen Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. I have seen Parvati at the concert of Lord Shiva in Kailas. I have seen Indrani. I have seen all the other demigoddesses, Apsaras, every. If I make all their beauties in one place, in one, but the whole beauty cannot be compared to even the beauty of the toenail of this girl. So beautiful. She was stunned. Who? Durvasa Muni. Durvasa was stunned. He was stunned. Then he thought, okay, this girl must be Golokeshwari, Radha, the eternal consort of Krishna. So if I can eat something from her hand, something cooked by her, then my life will be successful. That is, Krishna will definitely accept whatever she cooked. He told, oh Lali, Indra, they call Lali, oh my daughter, yesterday was Ekadasi, so I have to break my Ekadasi first. So I want some grains for eating. Can you make some sweet rice for me? Just hearing this, Radharani become ecstatic and just started running to her mother. Told, hey, Durvasa Muni came here. and I want to cook some sweet rice for him. Give me so all ingredients. So immediately, Kirtida gave all ingredients. Radharani herself prepared a very nice sweet rice. Just she has prepared sweet rice for Rupa Goswami in Ter Kadamba also. Radharani prepared sweet rice. So she prepared very nice sweet rice. Then finally, after it become cold and this, he offered it to Krishna. Then when Durvasa was just taking the sweet rice and tasting, immediately the tears started flowing from his eyes because of ecstasy in Krishna prema, because it is cooked by Radharani in her own hand. Same thing happened to Sanatana Goswami also, when Sanatana Goswami started tasting the sweet rice and Ter Kadamba, whole body become ecstatic. All the symptoms of ecstasy appear, astasatik vikar. Her whole body was trembling. His hairs on his body were just stand still. And his voice was chugged. And tears are flowing constantly. He could not believe what is going on. For some time, from some moment rather, he was just stunned. Then Durvasa looked at this girl, baby Radharani, and he told, "Oh, Lali, oh my daughter, you have cooked such nectarian sweet rice. What is told about nectar? Nectar is nothing in comparing to this taste of this sweet rice. So I want to give some boon to you. So I am giving you this boon. From today, whatever you cook, your cooking will be more tasteful than nectar. And whoever eat your cooking, he will be never be affected with any disease. He will be free from all types of disease. And he will attain a very long life, healthy and long life. So gradually this boon was spread, this Durvasa Muni was spread everywhere. Even Mother Yashoda came to know about this boon. So everyone now in Braja, they have extra gusti, then they decide that they all love to whom? Krishna. Nandanandan. So now they decided who will cook for Krishna? Radha. Because there is Durvasa Muni's boon that whatever Radha cook, that will be more nectarian, it is more tasteful than nectar. And it will make someone eating her cooking will become free from all types of disease. So in this way Radharani get the right to cook for Krishna every day. Whether she is in Barsana or she is in Jabat, but she is every day to come to cook for Krishna. So in this way she get this right. And after started coming to also with other sakhis to Nandagram, from Barsana to Nandagram to visit Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda had affection for Radharani. It mentioned even more than a million times or trillions times. Is calculated with just the material world, someone loving his child. It is only compared with the Yashoda's affection with Krishna. The same affection for Radha. Mother Yashoda has the same affection for Radha. So within mind, Mother Yashoda is always thinking. The general, they think of the mother and father, they think for the bride side, they think about for a bridegroom or like this. They choose the husband and wife who will be my. So in this way, Yashoda was always thinking, for my Krishna, this Radha is only qualified girl in Braja. So they may get married in the future. In this way, there is very sweet relation started. And Mother Yashoda was very affectionately always speaking to Radha and behaving also Radha. Radha also always waiting to get some remnant from Krishna. she was going and knowing her mind, Mother Jasoda always also gave some remnant of Krishna to Radha. And one day Mother Jasoda, to just whatever she was thinking, that to Radha to become her daughter-in-law, there was a tradition that if someone, there is some agreement between the both party, from girl party and boy party, then they should put some turmeric paste on the hand of the bride. So one day suddenly Mother Jasoda affectionately just embraced Radha, and then after that she just put some turmeric paste on the hand of Radha. Radharani was embarrassed. She just ran away from Nandagram to Barsana, and there is Pilipukhur is there, still there. Radharani washed her hand on that water. This water is still looks yellow, little yellowish water. So it is already Abhishek time. So most of them, you are going in Parikrama also in Barsana, and those who did Parikrama with Dinamandu, specifically with Dinamandu Prabhu, then they know all the sweet pastimes of Radha and Shyama Sundar. So Radharani's appearance day is today, Radha Ashtami, and also appearance day of Visakha Devi. Visakha Devi's father's name is Pavana Gopa, that is Pavana Sarovar. That is actually Visakha Gopa, he made that Sarovar. Dakshina Gopi is the mother of Visakha, and Bahika, his husband, all the gopis, they also get married, like Radharani get married in Jabat. All other are sakhis, they also get married in that village to some other gopas. And Visakha is also one of the principal sakhis of Radharani, just like next to Lalita. Visakha is standing on Radharani's side, and Lalita is standing on Krishna's side. Okay, we stop here. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Sri Radha Ashtami ki jai. Radharani Abhirbhav Mahamahotsav ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupad ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.